That's the Shemiz Boch. We begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shah Avos HaTumas, and the laws of the other Avos HaTumas in the Sefer Torah Book of Purity, which in this Perek we continue the theme of the first two Perekim regarding the laws of Nevela, and this Perek specifically the Nevela of an oif, that of a bird, as the Rambam gives a halacha of regarding the different ways how a kosher bird, its Nevela, contaminates. Nivlas HaOif HaTar, regarding the dead carcass of a kosher bird, and that is oftentimes, especially in these halachas, the word tahar doesn't necessarily mean the laws of ritual impurity, it means regarding kosher. So nevela of a kosher bird, mitamina tahara, it contaminates from biblical law. Now, mepiash mulam, from tradition they learned, shazeshenema, this is supposed to be yukar b'chol nefesh. Any person, asher toichel nevelu treifa, that's going to eat from dead animal or from an animal with moral defect, be'ezrach u'beger, from the resident Jew, from the convert, v'chibes begodah v'rochetz v'mayim, he's going to have to wash his garments and he's going to have to bathe in water. Which ain't a medab, but this puzzle is only talking about elabo eichel nivlas ha'if hatar bovad. It's referring specifically to that who eats the dead carcass of a kosher bird. How do we know it's talking about a kosher bird? Because shuhu aser mishum nevelu treifa. That's the type of species that could be prohibited, not only for a nevela as we're talking about, but also for that of treifa, which precludes that of a non-kosher species, which does not have the lachas of treifa, because treifa is only when it's kosher, but has a moral defect. And a non-kosher animal is not even eligible for that type of a problem. Now, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. Now, b'ketzir hi tumasa, how does it contaminate? It's very unique. Ein matama does not contaminate. Lo b'maga, not with touch. Lo b'masa, not with carrying. Lo kishi b'teich ha'pen, not when it's in the mouth. Elo b'teich beis ha'bliya, specifically when it's in the place where it's swallowed, in the throat. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk. B'chol nefesh asher teichel, any person that's going to eat, which ein matama lo kishi b'beis ha'nefesh, only can contaminate when it's in the chamber of the soul, which the primary benefit of the soul is when it's being swallowed. Hanois groinoi. B'zeh shenema teichel, so why does it say that which will eat? Loss is shirlu tamasa, is to give a measurement for its tama, kesher achila shukazais. So when they're saying, b'chol nefesh, is talking about when it's in the vesa nefesh, asher toichel, is to give the measurement of eating, shukazais, which that's an olive-sized amount that fits in the person's throat, that's how much will contaminate when it's in the throat. Now, v'ari nemabar v'chibes b'gadav, and the Rosh says in the pasuk, he's going to have to wash his garments. Melamis comes to teach us, whoever becomes tamay from the kosher bird's nevela when it's in his throat, metam b'gadav, it contaminates his garments. Until he's separated from that which is contaminating him. Like we explained this already in the beginning of these halachas, case of households. Ram illustrates. Someone swallows the olive-sized piece of the dead carcass of a kosher bird. And when he's swallowing, he's touching garments, some vessels, they become tumah. They become a first degree of tumah. Now, which is like him, which is from the avatum of the nevela. But if let's say he's touching a person or an earthenware vessel when he's swallowing it, which earthenware vessel has the same halachic status as a person, leitimami does not make them tummy. Kamishman b'shar abes hatumas, like we explained by the other abes hatumas in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Now, once he already swallowed, then he won't even contaminate even other vessels. Sharehu kikli rishon l'tuma, because the person himself is like already a first degree, one level down from the nevela, because it already has passed. Acher shapirish mitamim, after he disconnected from what's contaminating him, which it's not anymore in his throat, so it's not a mitamim him, it's already in his stomach. Shapishu ton tefila b'had Hashem. Although this person at this point needs to immerse himself and require sundown, but any mitamikim is not going to contaminate other kelim, because kelim are not makabel tuma from rishon l'tuma, only from an avat tuma, which is what it is when it's in his throat, but not when it's already in his stomach. Halacha beis. Ein nivlas oif atar, it does not have by the nevela, the carcass of a kosher bird, tzricha machshava, does not require a thought process, letami tuma zuha chamur, to give it this tuma, that the stringent tuma of contaminating the garments, meaning oftentimes something you have to have intention that you want this to be a food, here you don't require it. Elikimin shabalim meni gezais mekal mokim, rather, if he's swallowing it, and all the size of it, whatever the situation is, it is a metamah visibly, it's going to contaminate him when it's in his throat. Now, chishav lelachi, let's say he thought also he had in mind that he wants to eat this. Oh, sorry, that makes it into a food item. How it is a metamah, tumah sechal, and then it's going to have the tumah of food items. So that, let's say if it touches food items, it becomes tumah. But if he didn't have in mind for it to eat it, then it's not like an oichel, because people don't generally eat the dead carcass of a bird. But if he does, then it's like he ate a first degree a food item of tumah, even though it didn't touch any other source of tumah, and it does not need to become first susceptible and vulnerable to tumah. And the reason for that is because the throat itself contaminates its tumah chamura, contaminating his garments, for sure that it's not going to require hechsher, because anything that sevel tamei tumah chamur that will ultimately have a severe level of tumah does not require to be susceptible if it's a food item, which here you have in mind for the food item, then it does not even require hechsher. Halacha gimel. Now, however, par aduma, the red heifer, or siman strafim, and the he goats that are burnt after its blood is thrown in the heichel, einam kein, they don't have the same halacha. Ava b'shem etamam asazgam, although they also contaminate those who are engaged with them, those are a limited amount of people. If one thought about them that he wants to eat them, it would have to be touched by a source of tumah. Only then will have the tumah of food item. Halacha dalad continues regarding the meat of a nevela that is inside the person's body. In other words, kazayis menivlas habehema. Let's say you have an olive size of the nevela of an animal, that it was stuck onto a spindle, like a toothpick, something long and thin. Then one goes and inserts it into the intestines of a woman from the bottom part of the orifice of a person's body. Or similarly, let's say someone pushed it into the throat of his friend. The place where the kosher bird contaminates, meaning in that area, here we're not talking about that of a kosher bird, we're talking about just that of an avail of like an animal. So this person who it's now inside their body, because it was put in there some other way, these areas are what's called basis sum, they're concealed areas, which it contaminates from masa, because you're carrying it, but not because of touching, like we explained in the beginning of this Sefer of Tahara, because you're not touching, because touching has to be on a revealed part of a person's body, not internally, but still you're carrying it, and therefore it's going to be have a tumah of masa. Halacha continues regarding different ways of swallowing, going back to nevela of a kosher bird, which we said specifically when you're swallowing it, that contaminates a person. So akoyrech kazayis mipsan nevela so'if hatar. If someone wraps an olive-sized piece of the flesh of the carcass of a kosher bird, bechazeres in lettuce, ukoyetzibor, or things similar like that, ubloy, and he swallows like that. So avpishlein noga begrein, although that it didn't touch his throat, how is the tummy? He's going to be tummy because that's a normal way of eating, to wrap it in lettuce, and therefore the lettuce is not a chatzis, it did not interpose. But let's say he wrapped it in palm bast, which is like these thin type of threads that wrap itself around trees, and use that to wrap up the meat, and he swallows it like that, then there is a tar, and then it's going to be tar because the tummy never touched the base of liya, the throat, and the palm bast is a separation, hence he's actually going to remain tar. Halacha vav. Habalei nivla so'if hatar. Someone swallows the carcass of a kosher bird, the achashabla, and that would make him tummy. Now the achashabla, after they swallowed, he vomited it up, before it was digested, because once it's digested, then it's not even the food anymore, but before it's digested. It's not going to contaminate his garments, let's say switch garments between when he swallows and he's vomiting. It's not going to contaminate his garments when it comes back into his throat, when he's vomiting. Why? Isn't that the place of where it contaminates his garments? Yes, because they're not contaminated in the chamber of the soul, which is the throat, only when they're swallowing on its way down, and not when he's vomiting when it's on its way up. Halacha zayin. Me'i shel nivla so'if hatar. The intestines of the carcass of a kosher bird. Shebeloi, if someone swallowed it, now, part of it's in his throat, and part of it is still outside, because you got this long kishka, it's like coming down, and some of it is outside, meaning in his mouth. So, yesh, bevesabli, kazayis. If you have in the throat an olive size, then it's going to become tummy. But if not tar, it's going to be tar, because you have to have a kazayis in the throat at that time. Halacha ches. If someone swallowed a full limb that does not have an olive size piece, in the tummy, it's not going to become tummy. Because for the halachas of Tuma of Nevelas Evtar, you have to have a kazayis. It's not enough to have an aver, although sometimes we say an aver is significant on its own. And the fellow nuttal tzibir vachol, even if he takes a whole bird and he eats it, imyesh b'kazayis, if the bird has the size of an olive, nitma becomes tummy b'mlam, but if not, tar is going to become tar. So it's not only a limb, but even a whole bird itself. Halacha Tes continues regarding the flesh of a bird, what contaminates. So knafayim, which are the thin, small feathers that remain on the bird after they plucked all the large feathers. Eva ha-noitza is even what's smaller than that, which remained after all the feathers were burnt off. Alpha pishin koicholim, although they're considered like food items. Umistamu metamu tumas oicholim, and they're going to contaminate and become contaminated in the medium of the tumah food items. but still Einam and Starfim Benimla Sa'ifa Tarlik Azayis, but they do not combine to make the minimum measurement of the nevela of a kosher bird to be the size of a kazayis. So they're like food items, but not considered as intrinsic and inherent to the primary nevela of the bird. Now, aval hamakoymes are dakim, akrivim labasa, but the very soft places that are close to the flesh, minachartim from the beak, vatzapanaim, and from the fingernails, harem kabasa, they're considered as flesh, umasam like kazayis, and they will combine for the minimum measurement of a kazayis. Now, rosh agapayim, the tips of the wings, which are very dry, and they generally cut them off and throw it away. Veresh ha'zonim, the tip of the tail, batzamas, and the bones, of alarakis, even the soft ones, einam and starvim, they don't combine. They're not considered as an integral part of the animal, or of the bird, although they are tummy, and they do contaminate. Halacha yud contains, oichel menivla sa'if atar. If someone eats from the nevela of a kosher bird, min ha'tzamas ha'rakim, from the soft bones, min ha'gidma, from the ligaments, min ha'shel shel beitzim, which those are the small eggs, that are still connected to the spine, which is where they are, where they originate from. Umin adam, umi basa, min achayim imenu, and from the blood and from the flesh, from a living creature, meaning if you cut off an olive-sized piece of the meat from a living bird and you eat it, so tar, the person is going to be tar. Aval, because these are, not, again, they're not considered as the integral nevela of the basa of nevela of the oif hatar. But if someone eats from the cluster of the eggs, which is actually the meat that's on the spine from within, which that's where the eggs are actually connected to, but it's part of the egg formation, but it's really part of the baster, from the gizzard, from the intestines, or even someone melted down the fats in fire and they swallowed it, so those things are going to make the person tummy as if he ate from its flesh. Even the last case, drinking is like eating. But in chol b'chamo gemoy, but let's say he was melted in the sun and then he swallowed that way, turn that into mitar kosharei, because that fat that gets melted in the sun actually gets ruined and it gets spoiled, and if it's actually not fit to be eaten, and hence it's not going to have the tum anymore of the nevela. Halacha yud alef, nivla sa'if hatar, regarding the nevela of a kosher bird, shenifsit to melech lakelav, that it got ruined, that even a dog wouldn't eat it. So tar, that's going to be tar that doesn't have the status of the meat anymore. V'chein miyavshar kacher, so if it got dried up, like earthenware, so one's like getting spoiled, one's just drying up, like earthenware. And the enichel hishadus bepeishim esla es, and you cannot soak it in lukewarm water for 24 hours. Lachz lekemeshayis, so that it would go back to its original state. If it's a tar, then it's going to be tar. Voichol notzel shal nivla soif atar. And if someone eats the netzel, which is the liquid that oozes out of the nevela of a kosher bird, there is a tar. Which, although by behemoth the Rambam says actually it's a suffix, here he held that it's more repulsive than that, and therefore it will not be considered as the meat, and it will be tar. Halachid Beis continues regarding this kosher bird, regarding its slaughtering and its malika, which is actually a service done in the Beis Hamikdash regarding the bird kabanas, where the kohen got, where the kohen takes his the fingernail of his thumb, and that's how he slaughters it. So if tar shenitraf, regarding a kosher bird that became a treifa, has a mortal defect, the nishchat shchita ketshera, and it was, but it was slaughtered with a proper slaughtering, so shchitas matarate, so the slaughtering, it permits it, meaning it's matarit. It purifies it, as we said this already in a prior halacha. But this is vafil nishcha bazar. Even if it's slaughtered in the courtyard, which is a chiddush, because the birds in the azara are not supposed to be slaughtered, they're supposed to have malika. Even so, ultimately, shchita is a generic thing that removes it from the tumah of nevela. Now, v'im nimlak. Now, let's say they did malika to this bird. It's supposed to be bird carbon. The nimtza treifa comes out, it's a treifa. Se'im malikasim tarato. So then the malika is not going to purify it because it was not a valid malika. A valid malika, okay, so that takes the place of shchita, but if it wasn't a valid malika and it's not shchita, so it's not going to purify it. Because again, it's a treifa, so the malika didn't purify it, didn't validate the malika process. So in Tzei Sa'im, it comes out that you say as follows, Shashaychet Eiftar, if someone slaughters a kosher bird, Bein Mechutz, Bein Mifnim, whether out of the Azar, whether in the Azar, we're really not supposed to do shchita in the Azar. And Bein Kajim, Bechulim, whether Kajim, whether Bechulim, either way, how is the tar, it's going to be tar. But if someone does malika on chulin inside, which again, you're not supposed to do malika on chulin birds and so on, or he did malika on kachim, which he's supposed to, but he did b'chutz out of the azar, they're going to contaminate the garments when it's in the person's throat. For the reason that is because malika is not effective on chulin anywhere, and kachim outside is learned out from the rule that if it was not psul b'kodesh, which is only inside, then it's going to contaminate garments when it's in the throat, because do malika of kachem outside is not an effective malika. Look at Gimel. Now, amoy lit kaddishim b'finim. Now, some of those malika and kachem in the azar where it's supposed to be done. So im hoy room the carbon. So if these birds were fit to be a carbon, but nimtu b'mumin, and they weren't found to have any blemishes, should be anim carbon, which explains its place in sefer avoid and halachas of bias hamikdash. Then not real tar. So then those birds are tar. That removes it from the status of nevela, because although it wasn't a shechita, but it's the procedure you're supposed to do for this bird, for this creature. Okay, so by similar, we find egla rufa, the decapitated calf, which when they find someone dead on the road, the city that's closest has to bring a calf and decapitate it, just chop off its head. If shenerfa kelchasa, if the chopping of that was done like it's halachas or it has certain halachas, they're also tar, it's going to be purified from the halachas and nevela. Because kapark sibba kachim, because it says regarding it the wording of kapalam chesol of atonement like kachim. So doing the mitzvah purifies from nevela just like malika by oif. So something would apply. Let's say it was slaughtered, not arifa, after it was taken down already to the canal, to the area where it's supposed to be decapitated. Although it's forbidden to have benefit from it, but it's still oisah shchitasim in nevela. That slaughtering will save it from the status of nevela. Halacha Yudalit continues regarding the nevela, not of a kosher bird, but of a non-kosher bird. So nevela sa'if atameh, the carcass of a non-kosher bird, is actually tahira, is actually going to be tar. Because when the pasuk says nevela treva lo yichol latamaba, it's only that which we said could have that of the two halachas of treva and nevela. But a non-kosher animal, besides the fact it doesn't even have nevela to make it aser, let alone treva, because it's not kosher. So it wouldn't have that iser, and therefore it does not have the tumah of nevela. And ve'inim tamav ve'sablia, and therefore it does not contaminate when it's in the person's throat, because that was only said regarding a kosher bird. Now, v'mechishav le'alachila, but let's say someone thought about this non-kosher bird, the carcass that he wants to eat it, ve'okshur, and they came in contact with one some liquids, okay, then ha'rei kochel and tamav, they'll have the halacha of like food items that are tamay, shem rishon tamav, which is a rishon tamav, not an avatam like a nevela. Ukin define by nights, and now regarding the leftover feathers and the even smaller that which is left on the wing. And the soft places on the beak and from the fingernails, they're going to have the halacha like the flesh, and therefore they're going to become tummy and contaminate and combine for the food items of this non kosher bird. Halacha Tzav continues regarding the halacha of aver, the limb, from a chai, from a living, and from a dead creature. Whether we're talking about a kosher bird or non-kosher bird, even the limb that separates from that living bird, tahar is tar ve'im b'tum klal. Unlike we said by that of behema, by the bird, it's tar and it doesn't have tum at all. Krishna, it says in the pasuk in Vayikra ula elit tamo l'chol behema. For these, you should make a tummy for all that which applies to the animals, which the pasuk continues ashehima fresh pasuk, which has split hooves. Which is lohetz itself, which excludes that of a bird, shein leparsa, which does not have hooves. So it does not have this halacha, which because of mepiyash mulam, from tradition they learned, shalei ba'kazav el tamei evim minachai shal behem archai, that this pasuk, ula el tazdamo, was coming to say the tumah of a limb from a living behema or chaya. And therefore, by default, if we're saying it's only from mafreses parsa, that's excluding the bird, which does not have a parsa, from which halacha of evir minachai. Now, halacha design, evir min ames minoif. Now, regarding a limb from a dead bird, not a living bird, so that's going to be like the nevela of the bird, which that limb is being disconnected from. And hence, if it was the dead carcass of a kosher bird, so then this limb which detached from that is going to have the severe level of tumah, which it contaminates in the throat, the shear of a kazais. If they thought about it, they want to eat it, so it's going to have the tumah of food items. Now, if it was the nevela of a non-kosher bird, then it's going to contaminate the tumah of food items. This is the difference of the tumah sechal of the eiftar and the eiftame, because eiftar, since it's sevel tamah tumah chamura, doesn't have to even become susceptible as long as you're just thinking about it. Whereas by the non-kosher bird, you have to have thought about it, that you want it, and it has to have to come in contact with one of seven liquids. But vein matamah eichol nacherim, it will not contaminate other food items. Until it has the size of an egg, not a gazayis. Like the measurement of all food items for it to be able to contaminate other things. Like we're going to explain later on the halachas of Tumas Eichlin in Perek Dalet.